They don't realize smart people use smartphones, huh? Hey. Seeing through BS they thought was gonna slide. Download Text Now, cause it cuts out clownery. You can literally activate it from your couch. Nationwide 5G with the same towers the other companies use. Hey. Pay what you want or not at all. You're in control. Show these ridiculous carriers we ain't paying for stupid. Because we're way too smart to pay dumb. We shut
them down. Free app-based talk and text via the Text Now app requires Wi-Fi or data connection. Data plans sold separately. 5G where available.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This summer, whatever you're watching, baseball, golf, soccer, racing, DraftKings has you covered for every single moment of it. The DraftKings Sports app is now available in all 50 states, bringing the game straight to your fingertips wherever you are. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code KSR. Spend $5 to get 150 in rewards within 14 days. Includes all markets. That's code KSR. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Bet with DK Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut? Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas, bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 plus. Void in Canada. Event contract trading with DraftKings predictions involves risk of loss. Availability varies. Predictions offer void in New York. Bet to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Trade to get prediction dollars that expire in 1 year. $50 in rewards issued every 7 days via click to claim for 14 days. One non-withdrawable reward redeemable. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The Indiana Department of Correction has a written policy. Inmates with serious mental illness, the kind Richard Allen was documented as having before he ever went into Westville, are not supposed to be held in solitary confinement beyond 30 days. Richard Allen was there for 13 months. In that time, a man who arrived at 180 pounds dropped to 135. He stopped recognizing whether he was actually alive or not. He wasn't quite sure. He tore up his own legal mail. Then he confessed into a crime that really wasn't quite committed the way he confessed it. And there's a litany. He's eating his own poop. He's running headfirst into a wall. The state's argument on appeal is that none of this adds up to coercion. And a religious conversion is actually what explains the rest. Nothing to do with being run mad for 13 months. The collision between IDOC's own rulebook and what the state is now asking three judges to bless may be the biggest fight in this entire appeal. Bob Mata, defense attorney, is with us, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Bob, the Indiana Department of Corrections own policy, it caps solitary at 30 days for inmates with mental illness. Allen's there 13 months. So this isn't Allen going, keep me in solitary, guys. I really think it's nifty. It's, you have no choice. You are there 13 months. It goes against their own damn policy. But a policy, as we've learned in so many cases, is a suggestion, a mere suggestion, a rule, maybe rule that's meant to be broken when there's not truly legislation or laws that that enforce said rules. I guess you can kind of do whatever you want. I mean, how does the state explain this to a three judges with a straight face without just saying, well, you know, it's a suggestion. We thought otherwise. Oh, Bob, your mic's off.
I was drinking coffee. I didn't want you to hear the
clink
of the ice, my iced coffee. I mean, they relabel it. You know, what they call it is it was safekeeping.
They
were trying to keep Richard Allen alive because, you know, they couldn't have him out in Gen Pop because he's accused of killing two little girls. And we all know what happens to guys that do that in prison. They get got. So, I mean, that's the way that they would frame it. And that's the way that they have framed it. They've framed everything. Oh, he wasn't in solitary. Mm-hmm. He was in a single person cell. Yeah. You know, like
just like drinking a cup of bleach is a refreshing cleansing experience.
Yeah. I mean, if you looked at the people that listen to podcasts like The Prosecutors or The Murder Sheet, and they're like, oh, well, he was treated better than the other people in Westville. Well, the other people in Westville were convicted felons. Mm-hmm. Like the part, like when I hear people say that, it shows such a gross misunderstanding of how this thing works. Anybody who's been arrested and then is charged and is going to stand trial is presumed innocent in this country. Period. End of conversation. Mm-hmm. I see people like, oh, well, that's a thing for the jurors. No, it's not. It's a mindset that as Americans, we need to understand because the entire burden lays with the state. The defendant doesn't have to show anything. If the state is going to accuse you of something, it is their duty and their burden alone to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you did that thing. So when you take a guy who's presumed innocent and you stick him in the most secure cell in the most secure prison in the state of Indiana and hold him away for 23 hours a day for 13 months, if you don't think that that's a problem, then I suggest you hole yourself up in your bathroom for 30 days and let yourself out for an hour a day to go into a 3x3 cage to talk to somebody who's ostensibly supposed to be helping you. But it turns out that that person is some kind of true crime weirdo who's a digger and was actively researching the case for the very person she's treating. Everything about what happened to Richard Allen should make your skin crawl if you live in this country. It should terrify you because if that's what we're going to start doing with people, if you don't think that you would, because it's an issue of voluntariness. That's what the confessions come down to. This isn't when you're watching an old cop show and they have the light, you know, shining in your face and the cops screaming in your face and, you know, they have you in there for 18, 22 hours straight, no sleep, no food. They're not giving you anything to drink. This isn't that. This was far
more
illegal. Nefarious. That's illegal. I mean, like this was something that was done in a way so that he would break mentally. And it's exactly what happened. He broke mentally. You know, and like I actually see people making comments that he was malingering, which means faking it. There are people that actually exist on the world, in this planet, in social media. They're like, oh, well, he was faking eating his own feces. He was trying to make himself seem crazy.
And those are what we call non-critical thinkers.
I mean, man, dude, I mean, how do you argue with somebody like that?
You can't.
Because what is the end game for a guy pretending that he's crazy?
I know.
When you're not pleading insanity.
I want to understand. Like, where is that land? Like, okay, so you're claiming that he's faking, that he's gone insane. So, but to what end for him? Like, where is the malingering? Like, what does that bring to him if he's thought about this? Okay, like, are you thinking that he's going to – they were never going with an insanity defense. And the problem is, starting with the safekeeping order, from the very first time that this case was in court, after Judge Diener issued the arrest warrant and then recused himself because of the bloodlust surrounding this case. So the initial judge steps back. But before he does, they go into court without giving Richard Allen notice because the safekeeping is a statute, okay? And the defendant has an absolute right to be present, or at least, at the very least, have his attorney present. They skulked in without Allen being there, without his attorney, and he did have an attorney at that time, that had been paid, and it wasn't Rosie or Baldwin or any of those guys. It was a lawyer that Kathy, his wife, had found. As soon as she found out that they were, that he was in custody, paid him money, and they skulk in. And this guy's reaching out to them, to the state, so they can't claim that they didn't know that he had counsel. Because the problem for the state on this safekeeping issue is that Richard Allen, if they're saying, we're looking to keep you safe, we're not holding you away because we're worried about you hurting others. We're worried about you getting hurt. And there was no credible threat. It was just a feeling. It was that thing that I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you know what they do to child killers in jail. That was their basis for it. So they skulk into court, and Richard Allen had the opportunity pursuant to the statute to say, you know what? I'm fine. I didn't do this. I don't need you to put me in Westville Penitentiary. I'll stay in the county jail. I'll take my chances with it. Because that was his option. That mm-hmm. would have been something. And when they didn't give him that due process, it becomes a major issue. And then what happens is that months go by. So when you hit the April and May dates after he's been in since whenever, November, and he's now exhibiting the signs of psychosis. Like, this is when he's eating his feces, smashing his head against the cell walls or the cell door. And they're filming, as the state calls it,
finding religion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, the way they waffled on that.
Yeah.
He said that he found God, or that it was as soon as he got his discovery and he knew that his goose was cooked, that's between confessing.
Between taking bites of the Bible and poop and drinking toilet water.
So, but like what happens in June? So he's already exhibiting all the psychosis. And so his lawyers go in June, and they had a safekeeping hearing in front of Judge Gull, and they put on the warden, they put on guards, they were showing pictures, and Nick McClelland's sitting there literally calling the defense liars. And at that point, they didn't have everything that they had at trial. They didn't have all the videos. They didn't have all of that. They had pictures that they took of Rick Allen, and they had stories that Rick was telling them as to what was going on, because they wouldn't let them tour the prison. They wouldn't let them look, and I'm talking about them being his attorneys, what his cell and his confinement conditions were. They had no idea. So all they're hearing from is their client. Well, it turns out that everything that they were saying at that hearing was absolutely true. And the bigger issue was that Cass County, which is a county that is 10 minutes away from one of his attorney's offices, and still instead of 2 hours or 2+ hours to go visit his client for his massive trial that's coming up, where they're filming every single interaction he has with his attorneys. And Gull denies it, even though the sheriff for Cass County said, yeah, we don't want him, but we could take him. We could handle him because it's a newer facility. And Gull denies it. So he ends up sitting in there, and this is after he's already gone psychotic. But the state knows that he's gone psychotic. The state was privy to those videos and to the fact that he was eating his own feces. And like, where's the morality in that?
Where's the culpability too? I mean, and that's what I've been looking up right now.
Don't even get me started on that because the lawsuit, the civil rights lawsuit, was never even filed.
That's what it's befuddling, because I'm looking up, you know, inmates that are already convicted versus inmates that aren't convicted, threats to them. And yeah, you're right, Bob. You know, they had, according to their policy, the right to segregate them. But now I'm looking up, you know, well, what if they're displaying that mental instability because of the confinement? And so where's their culpability for you see and are witness to and actually know the actions he's taken, not in his own best interest or in his own best health? I mean, he basically is hurting himself, potentially committing suicide by bad things he's doing to himself. You know, what are you going to do about that? And where's their culpability for that behavior?
I mean, it feels like there's none. It feels more like it's like, well, if you think he's faking it, then he must be faking it because you feel that.
Incapable. So I Human feel means like, so let's 13 just, months yeah, incapable of faking.
The checks and balances don't exist there for any of this. And then when you get really, you know, unethical, shitty people in these positions.
Here it is. This is, I this got is, it.
What you got?
So bottom line, facilities must evaluate, treat, and absent narrow exceptions, remove the inmate from solitary once SMI or significant instability is confirmed. Failure to act can lead to lawsuits or unconstitutional conditions. These steps are not discretionary once decompensation is documented. They are required by current IDOC policies, and it cited it, and federal constitutional standards for the most current facility. So yeah, they were legally obligated to do something about it.
Wait, and there was a lawsuit, the IPASS lawsuit.
Yeah.
And it was a settlement. It settled, and that's where those rules were laid out.
How did they get around it?
They just ignored it. They just didn't. What do you mean? They just ignored it. They pretended like it didn't exist. They didn't give a shit. That's the kind of thing where if you're a serious person and if you care about the health of our judicial system and our criminal justice system in this country, you should care about this. Yeah. Like put aside everything else, put aside the facts of the case and just think about if we think that that's okay. What was done to him was a war crime.
Yeah.
Like unequivocally, if we treated prisoners of war the way that they treated Richard Allen, those are absolute war crimes.
Yeah.
And this is a guy, again, who I'm going to say was presumed innocent.
And so as I know one of the listeners chimed in and said, you know, Gitmo much. You know, even in situations where Guantanamo Bay, the military is trying to use the excuse of not being U.S. persons or U.S. citizens. And yet that still got outlawed and banned, doing things just like this. Just solitary, let alone waterboarding, all the other crap they're accused of. But literally, just solitary like this was outlawed and banned. And it's just like this. And that's for non-U.S. persons, non-U.S. citizens. This is a U.S. person, U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
It's kind of insane. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. There's more to come.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net. And let your summer unfold.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.